For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of election, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silent, not praised.
Unelected deep state operatives who defy the voters to push their own secret agendas are truly a threat to democracy. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.
Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Jeff Dornick Show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, we're going live every single day on a bunch of different channels, Getter, Clout Hub, Twitter, Rumble, all the different places at 6 o'clock Eastern live. But here's the thing. I've been keeping an eye primarily on Getter Chat and Rumble Chat, but today I'm going to be taking an exclusive look at the Rumble Chat. So if you guys are watching on Rumble, make sure that you guys are commenting. If you guys are a part of the other platforms, whether it's Getter, Clout Hub, Twitter, whatever it is, go over to Rumble. Just look up the Jeff Dornick Show on Rumble. Become a subscriber. That way you guys get notified every single time I go live, because again, all the algorithms that are going on all these different platforms, it makes it difficult for you to be notified every time we go live with the show. And I've got some great guests lined up, some great topics we're going to be talking about, and you guys do not want to miss this. So make sure that you guys are going to Rumble and look up the Jeff Dornick Show. Become a subscriber, follow the show. That way you guys are notified every time we go live, whenever I post any clips, anything along those lines. And then also you guys can participate in the conversation. I will be answering questions from the live chat over on Rumble exclusively. So if you're on any of the other platforms, I welcome the comments. I'll check them after the show, but live on the show, I'm going to be watching Rumble. And if you guys really like what we're doing, you guys can also, there's a way that you guys can tip, you guys can do all that kind of stuff as well. But that's only on Rumble. And again, that's just one more way that you guys can support what we're doing here at Freedom First Network, what I'm doing here with the Jeff Dornick Show. So make sure you guys are doing that. And again, go to Rumble, look up the Jeff Dornick Show, become a subscriber, and then you guys will be notified every single time. And if you guys want to participate in the conversation today, make sure that you guys are going over there. And I think I'm going to start doing that from now on. So make sure that you guys are joining in the conversation exclusively on Rumble. And then that way you can, join in the conversation and we can interact a little bit and I'll answer your questions and all that kind of stuff. So today we're going to be talking about this whole Trump versus DeSantis chaos that's going on within the America First movement. And I just want to preface this by saying, I'm going to be totally upfront and totally, completely honest with you. Which I do, every single show. It's nothing new, but I just want to reiterate this. I want to address this as well. So when it comes to President Trump, I think that he's the greatest president of my lifetime. Hands down, I don't think that anyone even comes close in modern history. Probably going back to, maybe Abraham Lincoln. At the same time with Abraham Lincoln, there were some concerns about governmental overreach, but in overall, I would say he was a phenomenal president. He did everything he could to keep this country together. And also, he's the president that ended slavery, which is probably one of the biggest things that any president ever has ever done for this country, besides maybe George Washington actually helping to establish this country. But all that to say, Donald Trump, by far the greatest president of my lifetime. From my position and my perspective, I think that President Trump has been the worst ex-president of my lifetime, at the very least when it comes to conservative presidents or Republican presidents. And I want to be very clear. Obviously, yes, I want to say that Barack Obama, yes, obviously a worse ex-president, all that kind of stuff. However, here's the problem. When you had George Bush and you had Ronald Reagan and you have some of these other Republican presidents, after they were out of the presidency, You didn't really hear from them a whole lot until, you know, a little bit down the road. They took some time. And again, I know this is different. I know this is different because Donald Trump, quote unquote, lost the election in the 2020 election. And we've got the alleged president that's currently in the White House. And I get that Donald Trump's going to be more vocal. I get it. My problem with Donald Trump is not the fact that he's vocal. And that's what a lot of people have been very frustrated with, is his Twitter behavior or Truth Social behavior and all that kind of stuff. No, be vocal. Get out there. Donald Trump is our leader of the America First movement. He is. He truly is. He set the tone. He set the agenda. I've got his book right over here on my bookshelf that you know, is his entire agenda. When he first put out that book, I read the book in its entirety. And I 100% agree with virtually everything that's in there. That's why I jumped on the Donald Trump bandwagon from the second that he came down the escalator. In fact, I often say I've been a Trump guy since 2012 when, you know, I wish that he would have run instead of Mitt Romney. All that to say, Donald Trump, in my opinion, ever since, you could argue after he left the White House, maybe even, kind of going back to January 6th-ish, maybe even a little bit earlier during the COVID stuff, Donald Trump has been concerning with some of his decisions, but especially since he's gotten out of the White House. I've been concerned when it comes to his continual promotion of the vaccines, the fact that he's completely ignored and done almost nothing except maybe once say something about the January 6th prisoners, who are being, their entire constitutional rights are being violated. They're being stripped of their rights, or they're being held, you know, for 2 years without bail for misdemeanor charges. This is insane, right? Why isn't Trump holding MAGA rallies out there in front of the prisons every single day until they free those prisoners? I have no idea. Then he raised hundreds of millions of dollars to fight against election fraud. Where did that money go? I haven't seen the fruit of that. He's raised hundreds of millions of dollars for a super PAC. I did not see any of that money, or very little of that money, going into the 2022 midterms. He held it all for himself. And again, I get it. You're running for president. You got to be smart with your money, all that kind of stuff. But this is the problem. It's thing after thing after thing. But for me, I think looking at it, one of my biggest concerns is his position on the vaccines, his continual promotion of the vaccines. Now, I want to be clear. That's not what the topic of the show is, but I want to be upfront. And I want to be clear with you as to my positions going into this. And all that to say, for me, the biggest issue, my biggest concern right now, beyond the other things that I listed, beyond his endorsements of rhinos and his cozying up with the GOP and all of that, my biggest concern for him as one of his supporters is his position on the COVID quote-unquote vaccines, or as I call them, the bioweapons, because by definition, according to the U.S. code, they are not vaccines, they are not gene therapy, they are bioweapons. And we know this because they do not stop you from contracting COVID. They do not stop you from spreading it. They do not stop you from getting seriously ill. They do not stop you from going to the hospital, and they do not stop you from dying. In fact, they actually make it more likely that you experience any of those things. And on top of that, they are designed to injure, to create injury, disability, and death. So they're a bioweapon. They're not a vaccine. They're not a gene therapy. Donald Trump is dead wrong when he says that he saved hundreds of millions of lives. He did not. In fact, there are millions of people who have been either injured, disabled, or died, probably tens of millions if you're combining all those together, that have been injured, disabled, or died. There have been tens of millions of people that have experienced a negative effect from the vaccines. I would argue there's been nobody that has actually experienced benefits, because, I mean, you could even go back to the FDA approval letter where they actually laid out, you know, their justification that is 95% effective. When you actually look at the data, you compare the immunity that you get from the quote unquote vaccines compared to your natural immunity, it only improved for 0.7% for 7 days. That's according to the report that was filed with the FDA that they cited in the FDA approval letter. So all that to say, the vaccines didn't help. They did not save hundreds of millions of lives. They didn't save 10 millions of lives. They didn't save a million lives. I would argue they saved zero lives. You know what they did is they injured people. They caused people to become disabled, and they caused people to die. So Donald Trump running around bragging about his vaccine is one of his greatest accomplishments, Operation Warp Speed. He cut all the red tape, got things through, but it should have taken 5, 10, 15 years in order to go through all the process. It got through in a few months. completely ignoring the fact of why things take so long in order to get to market, because we don't know what the long-term effects of these are. We can't, because this is a brand new technology going up against a brand new quote-unquote virus or another bioweapon. Again, COVID and the jabs are both bioweapons. But this is the problem here. Donald Trump is on the wrong side of history when it comes to this. And we know that that's the globalist elite that are behind this. And I'm going to dive deeper into this. But the reality of it is, Trump is running out of excuses. And this makes me concerned heading into the 2024 election. I'm saying this as a Trump supporter. I'm saying this as somebody that right now, today, if the election was today, I would vote for Donald Trump and the Republican nominee for president in 2024. I'm saying this as somebody who wants him to succeed, not as somebody who wants people to not vote for the guy. I want to see Donald Trump succeed. I want to see him as president in 2024. But his position on the vaccine is extremely concerning. And I would argue his position on the vaccine is the only reason why Ron DeSantis not only is considering running for president, but it has probably the best chance out of anybody to challenge Donald Trump in the primaries. Now, I know a lot of the America First people, extremely cocky. Nobody can touch Donald Trump. Donald Trump is invincible. Nobody can compete with him. He's the greatest debater of all time. He will destroy them just like he did in 2016 and 20. Okay, I get the overconfidence. But learn the lesson from 2020. We were all overconfident. And yes, they rigged the election. But what's going to make you think that they're not going to rig the primaries? Yeah, the Republicans were the ones that were in charge. Don't get cocky. We need to win in a landslide if we want to overcome any election fraud. Don't get cocky. So we've got to take these challenges seriously. Okay, before we move on, want to let you guys know, go to MyPillow.com, support Mike Lindell, a true American patriot. He is fighting, he's putting his money where his mouth is, fighting election fraud, trying to expose it wherever he can. You know, he just went up, you know, trying to run for the GOP chair. If it was a popular vote among all Republicans, among the Republican base, according to the polls, Mike Lindell would have won. However, we get another 2 years of Ronna McDaniel, who's the biggest rhino you can think of. She's completely out of touch with the Republican Party base and, you know, is doing nothing and turning a blind eye to election fraud. And actually, if you're looking at the people that are actually running the show, more than likely it's the Republican Party that's actually behind election fraud and the rigging of the elections against Trump and against the America First movement, and probably why Ron DeSantis was actually won in a landslide in Florida, probably because election fraud, because they rigged probably even that election in favor of a Republican. So all that to say, Mike Lindell is doing what he can and putting his money where his mouth is to fight for this country. So that's why we should in turn put our money where our mouth is and support companies like MyPillow and support Mike Lindell, because he's going out there and fighting and he's doing the good fight. We can do the same thing by shopping at MyPillow. Use code FFN at checkout. Buy anything over there. I love their slippers. Their slippers are amazing. Their moccasins. I highly encourage you to get those. Also, get the pillows. I know it's the standard thing, but get the MyPillows. Since I started using that, my neck and shoulder pain has gone away. So make sure that you guys go to MyPillow.com. Use the code FFN for anything. Anything. You guys will be supporting Mike Lindell, you'll be supporting MyPillow, you'll be supporting Freedom First Network and this show as well. Use code FFN at checkout. You will get up to 66% off of anything over there at MyPillow.com. And again, you'll be supporting a true American patriot over there in Mike Lindell. Okay, so here's the thing. I want to dive a little bit further into my concerns with Trump with the vaccines. And again, I want to reiterate, this is not a show where I'm trying to convince Donald Trump supporters to not vote for Donald Trump. That's not what this show is. Right now, we're still on the Trump train. Why? Because he's the best one for the job. He's the greatest president of our lifetime. And in my opinion, he's our best shot at defeating the corruption, defeating the deep state, defeating the globalist elites. And in all reality, if he wakes up, he'd probably be our best chance to actually end the vaccines once and for all, end the injections once and for all. That more than likely would be the case. But here's Here's what we've got to understand. Donald Trump's Achilles heel, in my opinion, it's not endorsing people like Kevin McCarthy and Lindsey Graham and cozying up with rhinos. It's not turning his back on the January 6th prisoners. Okay. It's not being a part of a pay-to-play deal where people are basically contributing to his PAC in order to get endorsements during the 2022 midterms. It's not any of that. His Achilles heel is his position on the vaccines. Why? Because a very large, I would argue probably even the majority of his America First base is anti-vax. Why? Because we've been listening to people like Dr. McCullough and Karen Kingston and Dr. Judy Mikovits and Dr. Sherry Timpenny. Because we've been doing our research, we can see what's happening right in front of us. We can see that that you're actually statistically more likely to die of COVID if you're vaxxed than if you're not vaxxed. We can see that. We can see what's going on right in front of our eyes. That, you know, a good percentage of Americans actually personally know somebody who has received an adverse reaction from the jabs. And I think I heard like 25% of Americans, not just Republicans, not just conservatives, 25% of Americans know somebody who's died as a result of the jabs. This is the problem that we have here. Donald Trump is on the wrong side of history. And I know I said I wasn't going to use comments from Getter and only those in Rumble. So if you guys are watching on Getter, Clout Hub, Twitter, all that kind of stuff, go over to Rumble. Or if you guys are listening on the Apple Podcast after the fact, go subscribe to Rumble. You guys can join in the conversation in the next live show. But I had to, you know, mention, you know, Karen Kingston, who is my co-host on Thursdays on In the Foxhole, which you guys can find right here on this Rumble channel. You know, she said that promoting the injections is the World Economic Forum agenda. Could not have said it more perfectly. And I really wanted to get that in there because it's a very good point, Karen. Donald Trump promoting the vaccines is promoting the World Economic Forum agenda. That's what they're doing because they're pushing transhumanism. They're pushing getting artificial intelligence into our bodies. We know this. And here's the reality. We also know that Donald Trump knows this. How do we know that he knows this? Well, you know, we know that Eric Trump speaks at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour events. We know that Eric Trump spoke just after Karen Kingston at one of the last events. So we know that he knows this stuff. Donald Trump is actually, you know, video Skyped in. He's been close with the Clay Clark team. He's been close with General Flynn. These guys all know this. I know for a fact that he's gotten this information. Dr. Zelenko, who got the protocol to Trump on hydroxychloroquine and all that kind of stuff, Dr. Zelenko for the longest time was calling them the poison death shots. He was calling them bioweapons from the very beginning. Dr. Zelenko called them poison death shots, the very doctor that got Trump to be promoting hydroxychloroquine. All of this, Donald Trump has no excuse. This is his Achilles heel. And I would argue this is his Achilles heel for actually running for president of the United States. Because I'm telling you, if it wasn't for this, Donald Trump would win in a landslide. Nobody should even get in the race. Nobody should challenge him. Because they would not have a chance. But let me tell you something. Just looking at the polls, Donald Trump, about a month or so ago, wasn't really talking a whole lot about vaccines. He had allowed the conversation about jabs to kind of die down, right? They're, you know, kind of pushed off to the side. Didn't really hear him talking about that anymore. And, you know, in fact, at one of his rallies, he actually admitted that he was told by his handlers that he's not allowed to talk about them. Because his base doesn't like them. He admitted it from stage. How is that any different than Joe Biden? Anyways, at that time, Donald Trump was leading in the polls for the Republican primary. It was like 80. He was at like 81%. Ron DeSantis was like 6%. You know, right now what the polls are? 48-31, Trump over DeSantis. 48-31 in a matter of a month or two, it's gone from like 80-6 to 48-31. That means that Donald Trump, according to that last poll, does not even have a majority of Republicans supporting him at this point. He's lost. He does not have the momentum on his side. And why is it? I would argue it's one issue, and that's this issue, the issue of the COVID jabs. That's why Donald Trump is tanking in the polls. That's also why Donald Trump is targeting Ron DeSantis almost every day now on Truth Social. It's why he's going after him now, because Ron DeSantis is an actual challenger. If Ron DeSantis was not a legitimate challenger and had zero chance, Donald Trump would just completely ignore him like he did some of the other candidates that literally had 0% chance of challenging him. Donald Trump only attacks those who have a chance of taking him out. We've seen that from history. If they're no threat, Donald Trump just ignores them. I mean, think about it. Mike Pence is talking about getting in the race, and Donald Trump basically said that he's a good guy the other day on Truth Social. Completely looking the other way. Why is he providing cover for Mike Pence and not for Ron DeSantis? Because Ron DeSantis is a threat. Donald Trump knows this. But either Donald Trump doesn't understand why DeSantis is gaining ground, or he's just digging his heels in and just refusing to admit that he was wrong. But I want to look ahead to the 2024 election, because this is where I am very concerned as a Trump supporter. I'm very concerned as looking for how we get Donald Trump back in office. I'm very concerned when it comes to a Ron DeSantis, and here's why. Sorry, normally I'd be drinking Freedom First coffee, but I already had like multiple cups of coffee, and so today it was good. This afternoon I was going with a little bit of tea. But you guys can get the Freedom First coffee at freedomfirstcoffee.com. Use code Jeff at checkout, get a massive discount over there. But here's the thing. Here's the thing when it comes to the 2024 election. This is what we've got to understand. Everybody says Donald Trump will just wipe Ron DeSantis on the floor like a mop, just destroy him in a debate. I think that people are being too cocky. Now, do I think that Donald Trump can beat DeSantis? Absolutely. It's no question. In all reality, because nobody is more confident than Donald Trump. And if DeSantis comes in and starts threatening him, Donald Trump will just mow over him at every turn. He will go low blows. He will expose things. He will put labels in people's minds. He'll do all that kind of stuff. Okay, we understand how Trump plays. We understand how Trump works, and it's actually very, very effective. But this is the thing that we've got to understand. Out of all of the challengers that have been talking about getting into the ring, the only one that I see that poses any legitimate threat to Donald Trump is Ron DeSantis. Now, on the debate stage, Ron DeSantis has proven very effective. I've been very impressed with Ron DeSantis, how he handles the media, how he handles debates. He's done a very good job. He's a very smart guy. He knows his stuff. He really does. And so I think that the Trump base is getting overconfident and overcocky and not taking Ron DeSantis seriously. Now, that's not me saying that as a Ron DeSantis guy, because I've got concerns about him, and I'll talk about that here in the next segment. But don't get over cocky about this. Don't think you've got this in the bag, because I'm telling you, you don't. And it all comes back to Trump's position on the jabs. Because here's the reality. Ron DeSantis, yes, in the beginning, he was pro-vaccine. He encouraged people to get them, just like almost every other state except for New Hampshire, I think it is. Almost every state took money from the federal government in order to promote vaccines. So Ron DeSantis was a part of that. He pushed and promoted the vaccines, both from the bully pulpit of being, governor, and also when it comes to taking money from the feds in order to implement them. He didn't push back, didn't fight back, any of that for the longest time. He also did lock down a state, as Donald Trump had stated. He did lock down the state of Florida for a period of time, but he did reopen after a fairly short period of time. Ron DeSantis did reopen Florida faster than the vast majority of other states. So I'm trying to be very careful with how I portray this, because I don't want people to tune me out because of the devotion to Donald Trump. And that's been a big problem that I think that's within the America First movement. And I think if you guys go to my Substack, jeffdornick.substack.com, you guys will actually see I wrote an article about that today, about my concern of essentially all of us in the America First movement, we've kind of become sycophants of Donald Trump. And you know, we have to be able to have open debate and dialogue and discussion and work through issues. It's not just about your loyalty to a man, okay? But I'm going to lay out for you guys in this next segment. I'm going to lay out, I think, the concern that I have once we get into campaign season between DeSantis and Trump. But first, I want to let you guys know, you guys can see the book that's right over my shoulder. It's called Church and State, How the Left Used the Church to Conquer America. Obviously, we're going up against the globalists. We're going up against the Marxists. But we've got to understand that they are essentially a religion. They're trying to eliminate God altogether and replace him with themselves, which is why that they're going with this whole transhumanism movement and all that kind of stuff. If you guys go to jeffdornick.com/store, order the book today. It's called Church and State, How the Left Used the Church to Conquer America. It's a book that I put together. I published, I wrote a chapter and a couple of the chapters in the book, but also brought together some other expert authors, including J.D. Rucker, including Pastor Greg Locke, Denise McAllister, Dr. Michael Brown, Pastor Kerry Gordon, Pastor Ken Peters. The list goes on and on. A bunch of amazing experts all in their field that break down how exactly the left conquered America through the evangelical church. So go to jeffdornick.com/store, order that today. If you use code Jeff, you guys, I think we'll get $5 off. There's also a combo pack between that and the previous book, Social Injustice, that we put out as well. I think it's like 2 for $40 that you guys can get over there as well. But make sure you guys are going to jeffdornick.com/store and check that out. Order a copy today. And I highly encourage you guys to do that because you guys will learn a lot about the leftist strategy of conquering America, how we got here. Because if we want to undo this, we've got to understand how they got here so that way we know what to undo. jeffdornick.com/store. Okay. So when we get into campaign season, Trump versus DeSantis, okay? It's going to be a very competitive fight. Obviously, Donald Trump does have the advantage. He's the former president of the United States. He had the election stolen, so there's going to be a loyalty to him from his base. And on top of that, it's Donald Trump. I mean, seriously, Donald Trump, he's got the upper hand. Ron DeSantis, though, I think he's taking a very strategic approach on how he's challenging Donald Trump. He understands Trump's Achilles heel is going to be the COVID shot. He really does. And so he's been positioning himself throughout all of this to begin distancing himself away from Fauci, distancing himself away from the COVID shots, and position himself as the governor that's as anti-vax as any governor in the United States actually is. Now, he's not fully coming out and saying they're bioweapons, not fully coming out and say that, look, they don't help anybody. They only hurt people. He's not going as far as I wish that he would go, because we really need a president that will admit, no, this is the problem with these shots. We need to get them off the market right now. That's part of the problem with our movement right now is we're still calling them vaccines. We're still calling them gene therapy, which gives the impression that they do good, but we just think that the bad outweighs the good. But that becomes a subjective matter. How do you define what outweighs the other? Is it 51-49? Is it 49-51? How do you figure that out? No, they're bioweapons. They don't help. They only cause harm. I want to make that clear. They don't help. They only cause harm. So, but that's besides the point. Ron DeSantis is challenging Trump's position on the vaccines, because realistically, the only opportunity that Ron DeSantis has is challenging Trump on the jab, because in all reality, they're very similar. Policy-wise, they're very similar when it comes to their political positions. They're very similar when it comes to all of that. Where they are different is when it comes to the jabs. And I think that Ron DeSantis is going all in on this. And we can see this. He's putting up these commissions to investigate them. I mean, I've got some issues because he's, you know, setting it out to be 18 months, which is right around the time of the election. So I don't know how politically motivated that is, or, you know, anything along those lines. But if anything is going to derail Trump's campaign, It's going to be this. This one issue. That's it. There's no other issue, in my opinion, that any Republican could challenge Donald Trump on and they would beat him at. Except for the jabs. This is Trump's blind spot. This is Trump's Achilles heel. And he's got to wake up to it. Now, I've had multiple people on social media tell me, well, Trump can't admit that he was wrong on it because, you know, because then he'll open himself up to lawsuits. He'll open himself up to all sorts of, you know, damage, you know, collateral damage, political damage. It's going to ruin his campaign, all that kind of stuff. So he's just digging his heels in because that's all that he's got. Well, here's the reality. If I was his political advisor, this is how I would portray it. And I think it would be actually be very effective, and he'd have a lot of credibility, and he'd gain the trust back of his movement. All you got to do is you got to come out and say, look, I was lied to by Fauci and Birx. I was lied to by the FDA. I was lied to by the CDC. I was lied to by my advisors. I was told that this was safe and effective. And I believed them. But I was lied to. And I was going through all of this. And I was assured that despite the reports, that those were not verified. Those were not valid reports of adverse reactions, all that kind of stuff. But as I've been researching this, and I've taken a long time to research this, because I don't want to change my position without actually understanding the facts, I've come to the understanding and the realization that these are actually ineffective. They are not safe. They are bioweapons. And the people who developed them and created them should be punished to the full extent of the law. And the only reason why I allowed these to go through is because I trusted my advisors. I trusted the FDA when they allowed it to get to market on the emergency use authorization and the FDA. I trusted them. And they were clearly corrupt. We need to take the FDA down. We need to end the CDC. We need to get all of these people out. We need to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law for unleashing a bioweapon onto mankind. I'm telling you, if Donald Trump came out with that, he, in my opinion, he would have zero liability. Because it wasn't his fault. He can't, as president, he cannot be the expert on everything. He's trusting his advisors. Anthony Fauci, who's been in that position for 20 or 30, however many years, 40 years, I don't know how long he's been in there. Why would Trump challenge this guy when he's the top expert? How would Trump know more than him? He's trusting the wrong people. That would be his out. To where he would not be liable. He would not lose political face. And he'd be on the right side where he'd rally his base around him. They'd run away from Ron DeSantis, because the only reason why Ron DeSantis is even polling at these numbers is because Donald Trump is pro-vax. If it wasn't for that, Ron DeSantis would be polling at like 5%. But people are leaving Donald Trump because of this one issue, because this issue is so important. It's affecting all of us. It's affecting the future of humanity. And people understand that. And I think that people are begrudgingly leaving Donald Trump and taking their support away and going over to Ron DeSantis. Because with Ron DeSantis, in their mind, they're getting a mini Trump, as close as you can get to Trump without being Trump, who's also anti-vax. I can't tell you how many influential people that I've been talking to behind the scenes, people that you all know, that are done with Trump because of his refusal to change positions when it comes to the jabs. Like, the majority of the influencers that you like on social media are withdrawing their support privately and putting it behind DeSantis, but they're just not telling you because they're afraid of the MAGA movement and they're afraid of Donald Trump. But I'm just being honest with you. That is what's going on. So when we're looking at this, and we're looking at the 2024 election and in the primaries, the only shot that DeSantis has is the vaccine. So what does Trump do? What does Trump do? Trump's got to change course. Because let me tell you something. If Trump changed course tomorrow, DeSantis would probably lose 25 out of his 30 points that he's got right now. He'd go back to his 6% polling numbers. that 25% would go back to Trump, and he would be back up at like 80-85% polling. He would end Ron DeSantis from even entering the race. If he did that tomorrow, DeSantis is done. Ron DeSantis would have zero chance. He would not even get in the race because there would be zero path to victory. Zero path to victory. But right now, with Trump's position as it is, he's got a pathway. What he's got to do is he's got to hammer home. He's got the momentum on his side. Remember, he went from 80 to 6 to 48 to 31. That's a massive, massive swing. It's massive. So he sees that, and he sees an opportunity that if I can keep hammering this home, if I can keep going with this, I've got a chance to get people to come over to my team, to my side. Because with me as Ron DeSantis, you get all the positives of Donald Trump. You don't get the negatives of his Twitter habits and his outbursts. You don't get the negatives of all the personal baggage and drama of Donald Trump. And guess what? I'm anti-vax now. It's a compelling, compelling argument. When you actually think about it, it's a compelling argument because of how important this issue of the jabs actually are. So if Trump, just even from a political standpoint, forget what Trump believes and all that kind of stuff, but if Trump wants to win in a landslide and he wants to make sure that Ron DeSantis does not get into the ring, what he will do is he will come out tomorrow, say, look, I was misled. I was wrong. Never should have allowed our Operation Warp Speed to happen. If I knew then what I know today, I never would have allowed Operation Warp Speed to happen. If he would do that, and then come out and call for the disbandment of the CDC and the FDA, if he came out and said, like, look, we need to prosecute Pfizer, we need to get these shots off the markets ASAP. I'm telling you, he would win the Republican nomination in a landslide. It would not even be close. It would not even be worth it for people to show up to the debates because they would have zero chance whatsoever. But as long as he holds on to these jabs and continues to tout them as his greatest accomplishment as president, that he saved hundreds of millions of lives, he is so out of touch with reality. His base very well may continue to leave him percentage point by percentage point for Ron DeSantis. And I'm telling you this right now, as somebody who has become fairly impressed with DeSantis over the last several months, I've also become concerned with him. And from that standpoint, I don't want people leaving Donald Trump for Ron DeSantis. And here's why. Ron DeSantis has direct ties with the World Economic Forum. From what I understand, some of his top advisors, people in his cabinet, he hired directly from the World Economic Forum. Directly. We also know that he's got several people in his cabinet that are fervently anti-Trump. Some of them have said some pretty horrific things on social media as well. So when you look at the people that are around him, they're definitely much more on the globalist shill type than you look at, you know, he's cozying up with the Bushes. Not a good sign. That's not who I want to send people to go support. So all that to say, Donald Trump, I want to be the nominee, but he's got to earn it. Because otherwise it's going to be a dogfight heading in to the 2024 election. We need a president who's willing to tackle this issue head on. We don't need a president that's going to continue to allow the status quo to happen about what's happening right now. We don't. We can't afford it. We can't afford to allow these injections to continue to go into people's bodies. They're dangerous. They're killing people. The people that aren't getting killed, they're getting injured. Disabilities. The scar tissue. Like there's a great podcast that came out a couple weeks ago with Brett Weinstein going on Joe Rogan's podcast. He was talking about the science behind the myocarditis. He's like, basically what's happening is people that basically what he's saying is that the lipid nanoparticles, they're actually going into all different parts of the body. Like, for example, if it goes into the liver, your liver can actually heal itself by, you know, if it goes in there, it attacks, you know, it kills some of the cells, but the liver can replace those cells with new cells. The heart can't replace dying cells with new cells. What it does is it creates scar tissue. The scar tissue is what is creating the myocarditis. So that means that, yeah, you can take a pill to fix the myocarditis, but the myocarditis is just the symptom of the problem. The actual problem is the scarring that's on the heart. And that's what's causing a lesser degree of functionality when it comes to the heart. That's why we're seeing a lot of the people dying suddenly, especially when it comes to athletes, because in all reality, they're more than likely having scarring on their heart tissue. And then they're being pushed to their normal capacity, but their heart does not have the same capacity that it once did. So what we can actually begin to understand is there's a good chance that anybody and everybody who got the shot has this scarring. It just may not be that they've been pushed to their limits yet to be able to have the real life ramification of it. But more is coming. I'm assuring you. And this is why we need a president that actually understands what is going on. Now, Ron DeSantis, again, I've got concerns with. He's taking the anti-vax approach. But is he willing to actually go to the extreme of shutting down the vaccines? I have not seen any evidence of that. Is he willing to go to the extreme and say, look, we need to shut down the CDC and the FDA. We need to end Pfizer once and for all in this country. They are a criminal operation. They unleashed a bioweapon onto humanity, and people are dying by the millions because of them. Are we willing to do that? My concern is that they're still calling them vaccines. The fight is over how effective or not effective they were. In the sense of, did they save 10 million lives? Did they save 100 million lives? Did they save 1 million lives? How many lives did they actually save? As long as we're having that argument, we lose every time, because now it's a subjective argument as opposed to an objective argument. If you look at the data and you look at the facts, these jabs are not safe. They are not effective. They only cause injury, disability, and death, as my good friend Karen Kingston wisely and constantly reminds us. We've got to understand that. But we need a president that understands that too, because he can actually do something. I don't trust that Ron DeSantis is actually going to do something to that extent. He may do certain things in order to cater to the base. I don't trust, I've not seen any evidence that he's actually going to shut down the jabs once and for all. Have not. And also, I would argue his ties to the World Economic Forum are that much more concerning, because can we actually trust that he actually believes this? I don't know. With those ties, the World Economic Forum, they're the ones behind all this stuff. They're the ones pushing transhumanism. Why? Because as Yuval Noah Harari said, we no longer have free will as long as transhumanism is going on. We no longer have free will. Why? Because they can literally hack our brains. They can control the way we think. They can control our likes or dislikes from within, and we don't even realize it. It's no longer from the outside. It's no longer from, you know, television or computers. They can actually do it through within, through artificial intelligence and quantum computing. They're telling us this right out in the open. So when they're telling us that that's what they believe and that's what they're doing, and then you've got Ron DeSantis, who's got direct ties to them and is actually hiring people from them to be in his inner circle at the highest levels of his cabinet, that puts some questions in my mind. It really, really does. So that's why I don't want to send people away from Trump to DeSantis. I like DeSantis. I don't necessarily trust him. I want Trump as the nominee, but he's got to change. And he's running out of time to be able to legitimately change to where it's not going to hurt him. And I don't know what to do, to be honest. And I'm just being completely transparent. I don't know what to do if he does not change. Do we still vote for the guy? Do we still support him? that's a decision that people are going to have to make. In my opinion, if he does not change, it's going to be a very difficult road for him to get the nomination to GOP. It's going to be a much bigger battle than I think he is anticipating. I think that that's why he's attacking Ron DeSantis constantly right now, is because he sees him as a threat. Okay, so before we close out and go into the final segment, I just want to tell you guys, I've got my new Substack. It's called jeffdornick.substack.com. I'm calling it the Freedom Files, Jeff Dornick's Freedom Files, but just go to jeffdornick.substack.com. Become a subscriber. I'm posting some exclusive content over there. I'm writing articles that are exclusive to Substack. I'm kind of using it as a good newsletter, but also getting you guys direct information again, because all of the censorship that's going on. You know, I was finally allowed back on Twitter, but they're still kind of messing with me and, you know, algorithms and all that kind of stuff. If you guys want to hear the truth, the unvarnished truth about what's actually going on, I'm not going to hold back. Go become a subscriber at jeffdornick.substack.com. And then you guys will get my newsletter, my content sent to you guys in your email box every single day. So I'll be posting my articles, I'm posting my shows, interviews, all that kind of stuff. And you guys will get it in your inbox. That way you don't have to worry about, okay, will the algorithms allow me to see the Jeff Dornick Show or not, or Freedom First or whatever it is. So go to jeffdornick.substack.com, become a subscriber today. If you guys would like to support what I'm doing, you can become a paid subscriber as well. There's a couple different perks, especially for the big one, the founders one, I'll send you guys an autographed copy of the book. We'll do some fun exclusive stuff for you guys as well. But either way, whether you just sign up for the free subscription or you sign up for the paid, does not matter. I just appreciate the support, but go to jeffdornick.substack.com, become a subscriber today at whatever level that you so choose. And that would be a great way to help support what we're doing here at Freedom First Network and what I'm doing here at the Jeff Dornick Show. Okay. So I want to leave you guys today with a little bit of positivity, because it's really easy to get frustrated, because, you know, a lot of people are coming to me and they're saying, like, look, I don't necessarily trust DeSantis, but I'm very concerned with Trump because of his position on the jabs. Okay, got it. We're in the same boat. So what do we do about it? What do we do? What do we do when we have a Ron DeSantis and we've got a Donald Trump and we feel like we've got no other options? Nobody else is getting in there that's going to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to run in as the anti-vax, bioweapon guy. My entire campaign is going to be to shut down the FDA, the CDC, and Pfizer, and lock them all up, throw them in prison for crimes against humanity. Nobody's doing that. Nobody's saying that. Nobody's getting in the race that's talking about that. So what do we do? So number one, we've got a long time between now and the 2024 election. Okay, we've got a long time. So we don't have to act like the primary is right around the corner. We got to figure all this stuff out right now. No, we'll let it play out. We'll let it play out. Okay. We'll see how Ron DeSantis morphs. We'll see how Donald Trump morphs. Are they going to adjust with the base? Can we trust that when they adjust that they're doing it for the right reasons? Can we trust that they're doing it because they actually believe it? Because they're actually changing their minds? Or are they doing it because they're going for the vote? We're gonna have to make that judgment call. It's gonna be subjective, but we're gonna have to make that judgment call. But then the other thing that we can do is we can be vocal. We can be very vocal. And let me tell you something. I've been getting a lot of crap from people because I've been trying to be as vocal as I possibly can about this issue. And I've been called a deep state operative. I've been called a globalist shill. I've been called a never Trumper. I've been called a traitor. I've been called all sorts of names from Donald Trump supporters. The thing that they don't understand is I'm a Donald Trump supporter. What I need from Trump is not excuses. I need the truth. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out there and I'm going to declare the truth. We need to be vocal as a movement. We need to demand that Donald Trump changes position on the jabs. This to me is a non-starter. This is a non-negotiable. We can discuss your cozying up with Lindsey Graham and Kevin McCarthy. You could say it's strategy. Okay, cool. That's fine. But knock it off with the jabs. And we all need to get our voices heard. That means get on social media. That means get on Truth Social and tag him. As a Trump supporter, not somebody who's attacking him to get him to lose votes. I'm making my voice heard not because I want to destroy the man, not because I want him to lose votes, not because I want people to leave him supporting him and go into Ron DeSantis. No, I want him to succeed, but he is going to have a very difficult time succeeding as long as he is doing the bidding of the World Economic Forum and the globalist elites by promoting this bioweapon injection into the masses. It's going to be almost impossible, I would argue, for him to be super successful in the upcoming election as long as he holds these current positions. He needs to have a stark contrast from the other side. He needs to stop looking like his positions when it comes to the jab are the same positions as Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, and the World Economic Forum, and the Democrat Party, and Joe Biden. Be a stark contrast. Again, I'm saying all this because I want Donald Trump to succeed. I am not saying this because I want him to fail. I am saying this because I want Donald Trump to succeed. And in my opinion, this is his only path to success. If he wants to beat Ron DeSantis, if he wants to make sure that Ron DeSantis never gets in the race, he changes his position tonight, tomorrow, in the next couple of days. And he says, these injections are dangerous. I was misled. I was lied to. I'm going to do everything I can to make it up to you. And we are going to end this once and for all. If he does that, DeSantis is done. Do I expect that to happen? No. But that's where you and I have a part to play in this. We be vocal. Don't think that you disagreeing with Donald Trump means that you are a never Trumper, because you're not. It means that we want him to succeed, but we need him to come to the truth. Truth is king. Truth matters. You understand that? Truth matters. And we should care about the truth more than we care about any one particular man. So think about that one. Okay, guys, so start thinking about what you guys can do. Get your voice heard. If you guys have a blog, start a blog. Write about this. Post on social media. Share content. Tag Donald Trump on Truth Social. Talk about all this kind of stuff. If you ever get the opportunity to ask him or ask his team or anybody like that a question like that, whether it's on social media or at an event or whatever it is, do it. Push them on this. Get them to understand that they're on the wrong side of history, because they are. And I would much rather see Donald Trump in the White House than Ron DeSantis. But Trump's got he's got some work to do. He's definitely got some work to do. Okay, so that is it for today. So I truly appreciate you guys tuning in and joining in the conversation. I've been seeing some of you guys' comments pop up and all that kind of stuff. Make sure that you guys are subscribing to Substack. Again, that's jeffdornick.substack.com. And then also, go to freedomfirstcoffee.com and check that out. That's our own coffee line that we developed, tasted a bunch of coffee. We're very particular about our process. It's fire roasted in an antique Victorian coffee roaster, literally on Main Street, USA. It's 100% organic. It is fire roasted. It tastes like freedom. Stop starting your day with a cup of Joe. Instead, start it with a cup of freedom that actually tastes like freedom. If you don't know what freedom tastes like, order a bag of coffee. That's what freedom tastes like. It's 100. Again, you will love this. I guarantee it. Go to freedomfirstcoffee.com. Use code Jeff at checkout. You guys will get a really big discount. You guys will save even more. You guys will save even more on auto ship. So again, that's freedomfirstcoffee.com. Use code Jeff at checkout. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I truly, truly appreciate it. We shall catch you guys next time.